This is NPR.
Thank you, Rachel. Hillary Clinton is set to end her campaign and support Barack Obama on Saturday. Obama locked up the Democratic nomination on Tuesday. Clinton says she'll do what it takes to get a Democrat in the White House. Some Clinton supporters would like to see her there as vice president. Obama says he isn't ruling her out. He's got an all-star team vetting VP candidates. Caroline Kennedy is part of the group advising Obama on running mates. A Marine intelligence officer has been acquitted of charges he tried to cover up killings of Iraqi civilians in Haditha. Bob Hensley of member station KXJZ has the story.
After deliberating for more than 5 hours, a jury of seven officers found in favor of First Lieutenant Andrew Grayson. He had been accused of telling the sergeant to delete photographs of the dead from a digital camera and laptop computer. As the verdict was announced in the courtroom, those attending the trial began cheering. The judge issued an admonition cutting off the outburst. Grayson, who is from Ohio, was the first of three Marines to be tried in the biggest U.S. criminal case involving Iraqi deaths linked to the war. The defendant, who has always maintained his innocence, was not present at the scene of the killings in November of 2005.
Bob Hensley of member station KXJZ reporting, the U.S. military will try to shoot down a ballistic rocket in a missile defense test. This is the first test since a missile ship shot down an aging satellite in February. That was the first real-world mission for the defense system called Aegis. Today's test happens off Hawaii's shore. Hockey has a new champion. The Detroit Red Wings beat the Pittsburgh Penguins to win the NHL Stanley Cup. It's Detroit's fourth title in the last 11 years. NPR's Tom Goldman has the story.
Although the NHL is a smorgasbord of players from all over the world, the Detroit Red Wings still made international history last night. Swedish veteran Niklas Lidström became the first team captain, born and trained in Europe, to win the Stanley Cup. Lidström's stellar leadership and defensive play busted the long-held NHL stereotype that European players aren't tough enough to help a team win a championship. Lidström's fellow Swede, Henrik Zetterberg, scored the winning goal in the third period, a strange play where Pittsburgh goalie Marc-Andre Fleury appeared to stop the puck as it came to rest behind him, but then he fell back and nudged the puck into the goal.
NPR's Tom Goldman reporting. Basketball will start its championship series tonight. The Los Angeles Lakers visit the Boston Celtics in the best-of-seven NBA Finals. That is your news and your sports. It's online all the time at npr.org.
This is NPR.